The movement to legalize same-sex marriage has spread to two more cities. Today in Asbury Park, New Jersey, two men were married in city council chambers. It's the first same-sex marriage in New Jersey, and there are six other applications pending with the city clerk's office. And in Seattle, first-term Mayor Greg Nickels has ordered the city government to recognize the legality of out-of-state same-sex marriages. The mayor also says he'll ask the city council to require the same of all contractors who do business with the city.
Mayor Nickels, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Robert.
Can you clarify, first of all, that the city of Seattle itself doesn't issue marriage licenses? That's a county matter in the state of Washington.
That's exactly right.
But the city of Seattle is going to honor any marriage license given to a same-sex couple, say, in San Francisco or Multnomah County, Oregon, or New Paltz, New York.
Or Canada. Yes, we are. My job as mayor, I believe, is to protect the rights of the people of Seattle, and I believe that same-sex couples should have the very same rights as people of opposite sex who make the commitment to one another and take on the responsibility of marriage.
I mean, well, clearly, you're entitled to that belief. What do you say to a critic who would point, say, to a proposal you're going to send to the city council shortly, I gather, that contractors with the city of Seattle would also have to recognize the validity of such marriages? Are there some obvious problems over the hill? Are there social service agencies that might be faith-based that might have a problem with this? Are there some contracts that this would pose some obstacles to?
Well, we have had a policy for some time of domestic partnerships being required to be honored by our contracting community. So it would not raise any new objections, I don't believe, that we didn't face several years ago when we adopted those domestic partner protections.
A head of the State Christian Coalition has called what you're doing anarchy, saying we have to have uniform laws. Isn't he right that the law of the state of Washington has spoken to this matter, and it says that marriage is between a man and a woman?
Well, the ultimate disposition of Washington law and whether same-sex marriages will be performed in Washington state will be up to the courts and up to the legislature. What I'm saying is if that happens someday or in the current time where we have marriages going on just south of Washington state and just north of Washington state, we will extend the same rights to the people who are of same-sex in those marriages as we will heterosexual marriages.
I mean, if in British Columbia, in Canada, and also in Oregon, marriage licenses are being given out, you will honor them, is what
we will
saying.
Honor those. That's exactly right.
We're following this movement as it crops up in various cities and counties all around the country, and it's one of the fascinating developments of these past several months. And I'm just curious, when you ran for office, did you say I favor gay marriage? I want there to be same-sex marriage in the state of Washington?
No, actually, if you had asked me 10 years ago or even 5 years ago, Robert, I would have told you that I didn't favor it.
But you were actually elected much more recently than that.
I was, although I was in elected office with actually King County prior to becoming mayor. It isn't something that I have supported for years and years and years. Like many Americans, it's been a theoretical issue, and it's been one I've struggled with over time. In the last couple of years, I have come to the conclusion for myself that a committed couple who are willing to take on the responsibilities of marriage, who love one another, ought to have the same rights regardless of their gender. And that's, I think, a position that the American public opinion will eventually get to, although I would certainly acknowledge it's not there today.
Mayor Nickels, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you.
Greg Nickels, who is the mayor of the city of Seattle, Washington.